USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The war of words between President Biden and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over COVID mask mandates shows no signs of ending. Yesterday, Biden was asked about the Republican governor's comments that he'll stand in the way of anyone, including the president, who tries to lock down the state. And Biden's response was, "Governor who?"
I guess I'm not surprised that Biden doesn't remember me. I guess the question is, what else has he forgotten?
That's Governor DeSantis on Friday. DeSantis adding, "Biden has forgotten about the crisis on our southern border. I can tell you that." The Biden administration is extending the moratorium on federal student loan payments to the end of January. Payments on student loans were frozen at the height of the coronavirus pandemic by former President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
As the White House continues to try to come up with ways to encourage folks to get vaccinated, at this point, over 58% of eligible Americans have gotten their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and just under 50% have gotten both shots. Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy explains on Fox Business why his state won't issue a vaccine mandate.
The moment a government has to impose upon its people something so invasive, something so intrusive, that we're going to force individuals to put something into their bodies that they may not otherwise want, I think it's a line that we don't want to cross.
The family of Ashley Babbitt, who was killed during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, is filing a $10 million lawsuit against Capitol Police. Their attorney claims Babbitt was ambushed by an officer and was not given a warning or verbal command. Babbitt tried to climb through a broken window and was shot. The officer who shot her has not been identified. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the Senate could be voting on a sweeping $1.2 trillion infrastructure agreement over the weekend, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri tells Fox News why he's voting no for the plan, and he hopes many Republicans will join him.
Joe Biden wants his radical social agenda to permeate every part of his legislative agenda, and it is, and that's why this bill is chock full of all of the stuff you mentioned, plus gender identity, plus the Green New Deal, plus climate change. It's all in there because woke politics is what drives the Democrat Party, and woke politics is what this bill is about. I certainly can't support this. I think this is the kind of thing that our voters sent us to Washington to say no to. I mean, voters don't support the radical far-left agenda. They don't support this woke agenda, and I think Republicans need to stand strong and say, no, this is crazy. This is insane.
Former President Trump is throwing some shade at some Olympians.
Former President Donald Trump on Thursday hit out at the U.S. women's national soccer team after they won the bronze medal, saying they could have won gold if the team wasn't woke.
Wokeism makes you lose, ruins your mind, and ruins you as a person. You become warped. The U.S. women's soccer team is a very good example of what's going on.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.